rhythm very well with all this. And this is where we shall end the first part of the rhythm paragraph for this morning. But make sure you join us later on at 20 minutes past 7 o'clock for the concluding session. Stay tuned for some more.
Been listening to Rhythm Parade from Radio Nigeria Lagos. There'll be more at 20 minutes past 7. At this point, we'll spare a moment or so. The words of our elders are words of wisdom. The wise man hears and gets wiser. I would like us to consider the meaning of such words like unity, togetherness, and peace in the light of certain beliefs held by our elders. Our elders say, for instance, that the man who thought he was wiser than his God went and built himself a house in the wilderness. This saying goes deep into the philosophy of our people. Firstly, propose what our people consider a cardinal principle in the aims of creation, as far as light is enough is concerned. If a man is unwise because he built himself a house in the wilderness, then it must follow that our elders think that we are created to live together, and that the man who sets himself apart is a fool. Nowadays, we live even closer together than our forefathers ever dreamt was possible. And togetherness here must be seen to mean more than physical closeness. And the house in the wilderness surely cannot mean an ordinary house. It must mean a kind of reaction against the generally accepted stream of thought and behavior in any given society. In this country today, there is no doubt that the general yearning of the people,
the fervent desire of the heart
of all the people of this country,
beating in unison
today, is for peace and unity. He who does not actively seek to maintain and promote peace and unity is building his house in the wilderness. He who shirks his civic duties at any given time is setting himself apart from society. And so, we would do well to remember that our elders say, the man who thought he was wiser than his God built a house for himself in the wilderness. The words of our elders are words of wisdom.
This is Radio Nigeria,
legal.
Now joining the National Network Service
for the network news.
Time is 7 o'clock. This is the National Network News Service of Radio Nigeria. Here is the National Network News, read by Lanre Ajayi. First, the main item. The OAU emergency meeting on Chad has ordered Libyan troops out of that country. The Presidential Commission on Salary and Service Conditions of University Staff is to be inaugurated today. The functions of local administration in Cross River State are to be reviewed. The news analysis is on the elimination of prestige projects from the 4th National Development Plan. Now the news in full. The OAU emergency meeting on Chad, which took place in Lomé, Togo, has adopted a declaration calling for the withdrawal of Libyan troops from that country. The document, which was signed by representatives from 12 African states, also called for the organization of elections before April this year. It condemned the proposed merger between Libya and Chad. President Shehu Shagari of Nigeria is one of the signatories to the declaration. The resolution was submitted by Nigeria to the OAU Special Committee on Chad, which began a full-scale analysis in Lomé, Togo, yesterday. The resolution reaffirmed the validity of the Lagos Accord as the only basis for the establishment of real and lasting peace and security in a sovereign, independent and stable Chad. It condemned the reported merger agreement between Libya and Chad and said that it violated the spirit and letter of the Lagos Accord. In addition, the resolution called on Libya and the Transitional National...